Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We want to keep you up to date on the probably the top story today. Of course, after a disaster was declared in American Samoa by President Obama because of an earthquake there, we've got the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issuing a tsunami alert now for Indonesia, Malaya, India, and Thailand. Japan is also affected. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates an earthquake this morning with a strength of 7.9, all that taking place in East Asia. But there's also a bit of a historical milestone this morning in China. First of all, so let's listen to this. For propaganda art, you can't beat the People's Republic of China. That's a song called "The East Is." It's a scene from "East Is Red," a song and dance epic, kind of an opera promoting communism and Chairman Mao back in the early 60s. And we've come a long way. Listen to this more modern, but I think equally dramatic sounding "Founding of a Republic," written in 2009. 中国人打中国人，这种事儿我不干。毛泽东的行踪。 That's the trailer of Founding of a Republic 2009. It's a movie, part of the celebration of the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Joining us now is Quentin Somerville, BBC Beijing correspondent. 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic. It's going to beat the Olympics for a sheer spectacle, right, Quentin?
It is going to beat the Olympics. They're going to use twice as much fireworks tomorrow, Thursday, when the celebration takes place, a massive military parade. But if you're a resident in Beijing, the advice from the authorities, please do enjoy the parade on television at home. This city is in lockdown. There is security everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. Snipers on the roof along the parade route. And most Beijing residents, most businesses, most shops have all closed to celebrate the 60th anniversary.
Now, you don't usually associate state produced propaganda movies with being star-studded celebrity vehicles, but apparently there are like 200 huge Chinese celebrities, including Jackie Chan and Jet Li, in this movie, which will be released tomorrow, right?
Founding of a Republic is actually in cinemas across China right now, in practically every cinema in the country.
Wow.
Some cinemas, in fact, it's the only movie showing, and it has 172 stars. Everyone from Zhang Ziyi, from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, to Jackie Chan, who plays a mustachioed, bespectacled, rather humble journalist. They all have these tiny little cameos because there's so many of them being squeezed into this 2.5-hour film. It's supposed to be a kind of Hollywood treatment of Mao Zedong's rise, his defeat of Chiang Kai-shek, who led the nationalists in the Civil War. What is interesting about this, it's propaganda, there's no two ways about it, but actually the nationalists get a fair crack of the whip here, and it's a fairly sympathetic portrayal of Chiang Kai-shek. I would guess that people in Taiwan wouldn't have too much trouble with it.
Any mention of the Cultural Revolution in the 70s?
What do you think? No, there's no mention of the Cultural Revolution. And Mao Zedong is this rather jolly, avuncular figure. He smiles a lot. He doesn't lose his temper. He smokes an incredible amount. We even get to see him in his dressing gown.
That is true.
Yes, he does. He smokes all the time.
Well, Quentin Somerville,
there is none of that later.
Quentin Somerville, happy 60th. We've got to go. BBC Beijing correspondent talking about the celebration of the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. The official celebration starts tomorrow. We are the people of the world.